Bonnie Brochiers, Bonnie B-O-N-N-I-E, Brochiers, B-R-O-S-H-E-A-R-S, date of birth is September 26, 1949. This is for date of service 1-12-2023. Mrs. Brochiers is a 73-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding a multinodular goiter and a history of hyperthyroidism. She also has a history of insomnia and hyperlipidemia. The patient is reporting symptoms of palpitations, dry skin, and fatigue, some mood swings, and increased anxiety, as well as constipation. The patient was discontinued off of her methimazole therapy about a month and a half ago to 2 months. She was previously on methimazole, 5 milligrams, half tablet, once daily, and she was told not to take this anymore, and she is here today for further evaluation of her management of her thyroid medication. The patient had a thyroid ultrasound on October 26, 2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 3.5 centimeters and a dominant nodule on the left measuring 1.2 centimeters. The patient reports that she's had a biopsy of the dominant nodule in the past and the results were benign. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She reports that she had her esophagus stretched about a year ago. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter, the patient had a thyroid ultrasound on October 26, 2022, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 3.5 centimeters and a dominant nodule on the left measuring 1.2 centimeters. The patient reports a history of an FNA biopsy of these nodules with benign pathology. This was done up north in Indiana. At this point, I would like to get a baseline thyroid function study before ordering another FNA. The patient states that her FNA biopsy was done about 6 years ago. Next, number four, evaluation of her hyperthyroidism. The patient's primary care provider recently discontinued the methimazole 5 milligrams half tablet daily. This was discontinued about a month and a half ago to 2 months ago. At this point, I would like to get a baseline labs before restarting the methimazole therapy. If needed at all, period. Next number for her multinodular goiter, her next thyroid ultrasound will be due in October of 2023. Next number, we will consider a rebiopsy of the dominant nodules on the left and right thyroid gland after we've achieved and documented a euthyroid state. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, she is on atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Beltry. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.